This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hagiani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today led the nation in Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan by joining Mega Cleanliness Drive. People across the country also took part in a Mega Cleanliness Drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi has earlier appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for Cleanliness Drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this Mega Cleanliness Drive. Similarly, Chief Minister Pema Khandu also joined in with the public of Yedga chosen at Tawang today and carried out Mass Cleanliness Drive as part of Swachhata Hi Seva. Namsai district actively participated in the Pan India Massive Cleanliness Drive program today. During the event, MLA Chow Zingnu Namchum handed over the keys of a suction truck to Executive Engineer Department of UD and Housing, Namsai, and flagged off the vehicle. Meanwhile, PHE and Water Supply Department, Namsai, carried out cleanliness drive in all the Gram Panchayats, giving special focus to schools, Anganwadis and health centers. Further, the cleanliness drive programs were also organized at all the outpost administrative circles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at Mahbub Nagar, Telangana this afternoon. He laid the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees in sectors like road, rail, petroleum and natural gas and higher education at Mahbub Nagar in Telangana. Mr. Modi also flagged off the inaugural Hyderabad Kachegoda Raichur Hyderabad Kachegoda train service from Krishna Station via video conferencing. On the occasion of National Blood Donation Day, a voluntary blood donation camp was jointly organized today by the district health authorities and troops of Spear Corps from Rayang Military Station at East Siang District. A total of 104 units of blood were collected. During the camp, hemoglobin testing and medical screening of the blood donors was done and they were informed about the benefits of blood donation to the donors. Reserve Bank of India has extended the last date to exchange the 2,000 rupees denomination banknotes to 7th of this month. In its statement, RBI said that the period specified for the withdrawal process has come to an end and based on a review, it has been decided to extend the current arrangement for the deposit of or exchange of rupees 2,000 banknotes until 7th of this month. The month-long Poshan Maah under Poshan Abhiyan has concluded in a closing ceremony held yesterday at Mirbo ADC's Conference Hall in East Siang District. During the program, Deputy Commissioner in Charge East Siang Oli Perme has urged all to take the opportunity and avail the schemes implemented by the state and the central government, which provide numerous benefits for individuals and the overall development of the district. Meanwhile, a heart bazaar was inaugurated where locally grown organic vegetables, millets, other food items and handicraft products by the self-help groups were displayed. Further, the three self-help groups were also awarded for their presentations. A training program on integrated orchard management in Khasi Mandarin was organized by the Fruit Science Department of the College of Horticulture and Forestry at Mirbo Village in East Siang District on Friday. CHF Assistant Professor Dr. P.K. Nimbolkar highlighted on the importance of quality planting materials, integrated nutrient management and pests and disease management of Khasi Mandarin orchards. He stressed on propagation and use of disease-free quality planting materials. About 50 progressive farmers attended the training program. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society yesterday inaugurated its new APLS branch at Lower Siang District. In his speech, President APLS Padmashri Y.D. Thongchi said that it is through literature only where one can understand a place and its culture in a true manner. Further, he suggested the district unit to meet at least once a month and conduct literary activities regularly. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.